With your KGYM Radio Sports View, I'm Alex Kuhn. Later this month, we are going to see the most compelling college football playoff to date. There are three super teams that remain, and any one of LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson have a legitimate shot at hoisting the trophy in New Orleans on January 13th. Ohio State and Clemson is certainly the most evenly matched, strength-on-strength pairing we've seen in the semifinals yet. Let's rewind for a second, though. Didn't we come into the season saying that Clemson and Alabama were shoe-ins for the national title game and everyone else was just battling for third place? How did we get here? Oh, wait a second. Maybe it has something to do with those lazy millennials, those guys who didn't want to compete, the free agents in the era of the transfer portal, all the tropes that you heard about the new wave of transfers in college football. But here are the facts. Three of the four starting quarterbacks in the college football playoff are transfers. When Joe Burrow of LSU wins the Heisman Trophy on Saturday, the last three Heisman Trophy winners will have all been transfer quarterbacks. When Joe Burrow goes number one in the NFL draft this spring, the last three number one overall picks will have been transfers. Are you sensing a theme here? I know that a lot of people out there refuse to see the fact that this isn't about them. They refuse to accept the fact that sometimes finding a better environment for success may actually be better for a student athlete's future. So let's throw that to the side. The transfer portal is making college football more interesting, and it's improving the quality of the product. So many people said that this was going to ruin college football and make it a faceless and unrecognizable entity. So many people were wrong. Are you not entertained? For your KGYM Radio Sports View,